Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Avi Maror and Imi Marasi Sheyichyu. And Lunishmas Maras Esther Bas Rishmo, Roshan Bas Zuxon, Masalachan Bas Meir Zeb, Schuss Yoshim and Shim Ritzer Rus, Moshid and Peshadina. It says in the Mishnah, Mesechus Rosh Hashanah, Ru Bezim Choy Israel, Nech Gredim, Lo Speak Alarm, Kudish, Bekudish, Hachi Hashem, Harezim, Uber. If the court, this is Rosh Hashanah Chav Hey Amid Bez, if the court and all the Jewish people saw the new moon, and the witnesses were interrogated, but the court did not manage to say sanctified before nightfall, so that the 30th day already passed, the previous month is rendered full, a full 30-day month, and the following day is observed as Rosh Chodesh. Continues the Mishnah. Ro beizdin bilvad yamdu shnayim vidu b'fneim b'yom mekudesh mekudesh v'u shloshim em beizdin yamdu ashnayim v'yoshivu mechavreim etzel yachad vidu b'fneim v'yom mekudesh mekudesh en yechad ne'ma li'atzma. If the court alone saw the new moon, two members of the court should stand and testify before the others, and the court should say sanctified, sanctified. If three people saw the new moon and they are themselves members of the court for this purpose, two of them should stand and see two of their colleagues next to the individual remains of the three, thereby forming a new court of three. The two standing judges should then testify before the three seated judges that they saw the new moon, and the seated judges say sanctified, sanctified. This procedure is necessary because an individual is not authorized to declare the month sanctified by himself. Rather, you need a court of three. Okay, so for our purposes, we need the first line of the Mishnah, and that is that if the court and all the Jewish people saw the new moon, and the witnesses were interrogated, but they didn't say Mekudesh Mekudesh before night, so the 30th day already passed, it's a full 30-day month, and the following day is Rosh Chodesh. So we're skipping a little bit in the Gemara, and the Gemara says, "Kevin the Tani that wrote based in B'chol Yisrael Nech Gredim Lamali." Once the Mishnah says that if the court and all the Jewish people saw the new moon, why do I need it to say, and the witnesses were interrogated? Why are witnesses necessary if the new moon was already seen by the court? More answers. Hachi Kamar. So Kam Tanalei Ruah Bezdin, Chol Yisrael, Nech Gredim Lamali. The Mishnah already says that the Bezdin saw it, and all the Jewish people, why don't you need Chakir HaSeidim? The Gemara says, "Hachikam." This is what it's saying. Inami. Alternatively, if the witnesses were interrogated, but the court had no time to say sanctified before nightfall, the previous month is intercalated to Ma'uber. And it is rendered a full month of 30 days. So either Ru'u Beizdin V'chol Yisrael, or a case where the witnesses were interrogated and they didn't say Mekudesh Tol Hashecha. Either way, if Mekudesh wasn't said Tol Hashecha, Harezim Ubar. The previous month is intercalated and rendered a full month of 30 days. But once the Mishnah taught that the court didn't manage to say sanctified before nightfall, the previous month is a full 30-day month, why do I need the Mishnah to teach about the interrogation of the witnesses? The halacha was already stated with regard to the case where the court itself saw the new moon. Why do I need the case of the Eidim? Gemara says, no, it's necessary. It's Rasak. Why was it necessary? Because you might think that let the interrogation of the witnesses be regarded as the beginning of the judicial process, and let the declaration of sanctified be regarded as the conclusion of the judicial process, and let them sanctify the month at night, because the process began during the day. And it would be just like in case of monetary law, like it says monetary law, although they must be adjudicated during the day, the court may judge the majority of a case during the day and complete the trial and issue the ruling at night here too. You can assume that the court may sanctify the month at night as the process began during the day. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches that the court may not do so. You can't say it started during the day and it's ending at night. In fact, the Gemara Veinam Achinami, No, maybe attackers should be treated like monetary cases. Amar Krag, Choli Tzomish Balei Kakov, Memes Habichok, Gmar Din, Karle Rachman Mishpa, Mamishpa Rachanami Biyam. Pasuk says that for this is a statute for Israel, a judgment, Mishpat, for Elokei Yaakov, for the God of Jacob. When does the sanctification of the month become a statute? Emas Habichok. B'gmar din, at the end of the judicial process, and the Torah calls it a judgment, thereby teaching that just as the primary time of the judgment is during the day, here too the judgment must take place during the day and not at night. So it says in the pasuk that it's a chok. The chok is the gmar din. And this Gemara Din is also called a Mishpat. And Mishpat's during the day. So here too, the Gemara Din must be during the day, and it doesn't help that it started by day, enabling you to end it at night. Ad kan midivrei Gemara. Says the Rashba. I might think that the Chakira Seidim should be like Tchilas Din and Mekodesh Mekodesh is Mardin, and then you can be sanctified at night. Kashi Levi Mishum Ha Nami Lo Yitzterich Tami Reisha Nami Shamas. You don't need this at all. You already get it from the Reisha. Why doesn't the Riyas Bezin and the Reisha the Mishnah, the Riyas Bezin that they saw it, let that be Tchilas Din? And Mekudosh, Mekudosh, keep Gemara Din. So you already learned from the Reisha. So the fact that in the Reisha it's Mubar, so also when Nechgradim during the day, you can't do it at night. You can't finish it at night. Just like when Beis Din saw it during the day, they can't say Mekudosh, Mekudosh at night, even though that's Tchilas Din. So too, Nechgradim is also not going to work if it starts at day and finishing it off at night. So that Gefrek the Rash, Bishtak Akashim. And for the Rashba of Yeshloimar, Dilam Reisha Vimin at the Kevin Dalma Piriyasan. Havi Mekachin, Bishas Shoimrin. Mekudish, Havi Kat Chalasai. Uka Gumroi, Boisa Shah. No, from the Reisha we would have thought that since the Al Piriyasam, Hain Mekachim, normally they're Mekadesh, Al Piriya. And when they say Mekudish, that's Kahas Chalasa Uke Gamra Ba'isa Shah. So that Makudish is like the beginning and the end at that time, and therefore you can't do it at night because the Makudish of the Beis Din when they see it is like the beginning and the end at once. Avo B'Shenech Kureidim Shem Makachim Achshav Adech Chakiris Eidim Shaisa B'Yam Hein Makachim. But when there's Chakiris Eidim, then when they're Mekadesh now, through the Chakiris Eidim that was by day, they are Mekadesh. It's because of the Chakiris Eidim that was by day, they're Mekadesh. Maybe it would be good. Kamash Malan, that it's no good. V'divrei Arashba, Arashba, Stumim V'chasumim. What does he mean? Kev, and the Alma, Alpiri, Asamein Mekadshin. When it comes to the Beis Din, they're Mekadesh al pi Re'iya. When they say Mekudesh, that's like the beginning and the end. Therefore, you cannot be Ma'abir, it has to be Mu'abir, but B'kshinach Gra Eidim. They're Mekadesh now, based on the Chakiris Eidim, Shaisa B'yom. Maybe it works. Kamash Malan, that it doesn't work. Advarim Stumimil, what's the chiluk? Just like when they're Makadesh Al Pi Eidim, we can say that the Chakiris Eidim B'yom is Ketchilas Din. So too when they're Makadesh Al Pi Riyasam, that's the Yikradim, Shalotei Shmiya, Gedola Meiriya. The Shmiya that they hear from the Eden can't be greater than their Riyas. Their Riyas also should count. So that's like Kabbalah Seidus, their Riyas. And that's like Tchilas Adin. No, Rashba says not. And what does the Rashba mean when it says that, when he says that when they say Mekudesh, it's Hatzchalos of a Gomro Ke'echot. It's So we are going to go in the derech of Moreno Agon Rosh HaYeshiva Reb Beryl Shlita, Reb Beryl Povarsky. He says as follows. This din, Shalotei Shmiya Gedolah Meir'iyah, the Ramban writes in Bava Basra, Kufyat Gimel Amid Beis, that that's only Bekiddush HaChodesh. Bekiddush HaChodesh doesn't say Haggadah. It says Kizei Re'eva Kadesh. But B'dinei Mamanis, it's a suffix in Ksubas Chof Aleph Amid Beis, if we say Shalotei Shmiya Gedolah Meir'iyah. By Kiddush HaChodesh, it says Haggadah. That the Eidim do Haggadah. So lo tehishmiya gedola meiriyah. How can you say that hearing about it is greater than seeing it? Where by Kiddush HaChodesh, where it doesn't say Haloshen of Haggadah. So where it doesn't say Haloshen of Haggadah, of Haggadah's Eidus, so how can the Shmiya, hearing it, be better than the Re'iyah? Re'iyah is better! Because by Haggadah, because by Kiddush HaChodesh, it doesn't say Haggadah. It just says Kizei Reva Kadesh. But by Dinei Mamanis, is the Asafik in the Gemara and Ksubis. If you say Shalotei Shmiya Gedolah Re'iyah, I ain't Shem in the Gemara, Ksubis Chof Aleph Amid Beis. There's a give and take in the Gemara. If Beis Din recognizes the Chsimus Yedei HaEidim, if nevertheless the Eidim have to be made. And so to Bava Kama Tzadi Amid Beis, the two Lashonos in the Gemara Ayin Sham. And so to it appears from Rashi in our Sugya, who writes, Shalotei Shmiya Gedolah Re'iyah, Dabar Agabei Eidus HaChodesh, Lo Ksiv Eidus, Ela Kazei Reva Kadesh. And that's what we're saying. That maybe, since this is Haggadah is needed, Shmiya is greater than Re'iyah. Even if we seed ourselves, even if they're Makir Chasimus Yedei Eidim, they still have to be made. Even if Bezin is Makir and Chasimus Yedei Eidim, they have to be made still because you need Haggadah. So Shmi is Gedolah Meiriyah. So in Tosfos Ksubis there, he explains the more otherwise, that it's a Gzeira B'Kiyum Shtaris. But normally we paskin Shalotei Shmiya Gedolah Meiriyah. So writes the Rashbam in Bava Basra. There, and the Rashbam, and the Rosh. So paskins the Rambam. Adina b'chol makom Shalotei Shmiya Gedolah Meiriyah. We have to understand Shitas Rashi v'Aramban, who hold that we don't say Shalotei Shmiya. It's a suffix in the Gemara if we say Shalotei Shmiya Gedolah Meiriyah. Maybe Shmiya is greater than Riyah because you need Haggadah. We have to understand what they mean. Because Ba'amis, it's a Svar Pshuta. Why would you need Eidim when the Beis themselves see the Maisa? How could Shmiya Se'edim be greater than seeing it yourself? Neshitim Mukubetzis and Ksubis, he writes in the name of the Ritva that since it says Ve'amdu etc. is Xeris Hakosuv, the boy Kartich Likidachsiv, Ayin Shem Neshitim Mukubetzis, that since it says Ve'amdu, so therefore you need the Xeris Hakosuv, you need it as the Pasuk says, they have to actually say it. We have to understand. Shebevadai, Kishabezdim Einam Roim Ba'atzmam, they have to be Makabal Eidus Kahaloch Havad. But when they see it themselves, why should they have to be Makabal Eidus? So it says Reberal. Vasher nirim muchach umavur b'zeh debeikar teres beira ma'isev aneh monos b'zeh b'chol dinu mishpat eino inyan rak b'shvil hadayanim alitzorcham shetzricham eim lifsoi kadin l'tzorch sheyizbar lehem guf ha'ma'isev alzeh nidna teres eidus. That when you are mevarer the Maisa and the Ne'emanus in a court case, it's not only for the Dayanim and for their needs that they have to paskin the din, and they have to be mevarer the Guf HaMaisa before they paskin the din, and that on that was given Torah Se'edus. Because if that were so, if it was just a matter of enabling the Beis Din to paskin, Sebevadei Re'ias Dayanim is better, because Nisbar Lehem HaMaisa B'Tachlis, they see the Maisa clearly. It was misbarred to them perfectly. Eliyasoi Torah HaMishpatim Hum, that the Mishpat is completely a Chefza Bifnei Atzma. Mishpat is a Yetzira Shenasa Umiskayim Avur Kol HaOilam. Mishpat is a creation and it exists for the entire world. It says, Olam Omer Ala Mishpat. Mishpat is a fundamental basis of society. Ubechevtze Shalom Mishpat, and in this concept of Mishpat, in this entity of Mishpat, Sarich Shehebo Din Ne'emanos Al Etzem HaMaisa, V'gam Din Koyach Psak Shel Dayanim Mumchim Shel Al Beira HaLocha. V'inyin Zeh Be'etzem HaMishpat Sheyei Nireh L'chol Man D'Boy. V'chol Mishpat Naseh Chelek Shel Din HaNe'emanos Al Yidei HaEdim, V'chelek Shel Beira HaLocha V'koyach HaPsak Al Yidei HaDayin. V'chol Echad Mekayim Es Tafkido Bechelko haroilo. In this entity of Mishpat, there has to be a din ne'emanus, a law of believability, on the etzem hamaisa, on the episode that occurred. And there also has to be a din of koyach psak shel dayanim mumchim, expert judges, who are experts in being mevare the halacha. And that is part of the very judgment, that it should be visible and apparent to everybody who sees it, that there should be this ne'amanus of the animaisa, and there should be a koch psak shel dayanim mumchim, where I'm avar this halacha. And in every mishpat, the part of the ne'amanus al yidei ha'edim, and the beir halacha v'koch psak al yidei ha'dayin, each part has to fulfill its purpose. And now, Yesh Lodun Ba'oifin Deleko Eidim. Vus Vet Zayin in Afal, where there are no Eidim. And the Dayanim themselves see the Maisa. Harei Av Shebishvil HaDayanim Atzmam Sagi Bazeh. As far as Zenimar are concerned, that's enough. They don't need any more of a bearer than seeing it with their own two eyes. But that's all for the dying. But when we're done in the chevtza of the mishpat, we don't see believable edus. And the re'ias hadayin, the seeing of the judge, is not important enough for this chevtza. Because he has no din emanus. He wasn't made bifnei beis din. We don't have ne'emanus ha'edim. If you're not following klalei ne'emanus, then that's not judgment. Judgment is not merely where the judge knows what happened. Judgment involves the bearer of the judge, him clarifying the judges, them clarifying the case, and also edus ne'amana, believable edus. And if there's no edus, then the etzem judgment is lacking. So shmias edim is preferable. So that the Chefza of the Mishpat has Nemana Shel Edim. So that explains the Rashi and the Ramban. See it and sanctify. You don't need Edim. But b'chol makom, you need Dafka Gadas Edim. That's part of the judicial process. There is a judicial process at work here. And part of that involves Edim. And according to that, it would appear that according to those Rishonim, that the din of Lo Shmiya, Gedola Meri'iya applies everywhere. It's not Kipshuto. As we understood it, Kipshuto. That Shmiya is always greater than Ria. What's the big deal? Pashut. No, more than that. That Shmiya is not Gedola Meri'iya. And of course Ria is greater than Shmiya. No, it's more than that. No, since part of the judicial process you need Ne'amonis of Edim, now we have a new Ne'amonis of Dayanim. Since he's a Dayan in this case, and he saw it, he has Ne'amonis. So just like in the Torah it says there's a Ne'amonis of Edim, in an instance where they're made bevezin gchol dinei hechsher eidus, kach ne'emar gam dinei emonus shel dayanim al kol ma sheim donim. This is the dinei emonus of dayanim on whatever they're judging. Uchol ma'ase din shelem u'mayli yisei rebem sheinam tzirim lo bevezin gchol eidim el ne'emonus umi begmar dinam al kol ma'ase adin. And they have a ma'ali yisei. They have this ne'amanus on whatever they're judging. And they have this special maila that they don't have to testify in front of the basin like other eidim. Their ne'amanus is in their gemar din. Al kol ma'ase adin. So when they have this gemar din, they're really doing both. They are testifying, and at the same time, they are judging. They have the ne'amanus of eidim, and they have the power of the Dayanim. Be a Sod Advarim. Mefurish, B'divrei Anasivus. B'Simin Zayin. Sif Katan Gimel. He asked, how is it, Eich Moil Adin, Kashin Estalik Echad Men Dayanim Achar Kabbalah Seidus? How is the din valid when one of the dayanim leaves after Kabbalah Sa'edus? And in such a case, you're mitzarif another judge, and you're goymer as a din. The third guy doesn't know the mice at all. He wasn't ever shas Kabbalah Sa'edus. But what happens is, chaver v'danim rov, they tell him. It's like they were made be fun of. And they become like Edim. Aye. Ain't Eid nasa dayan. How is they're becoming Edim? How is an Edim been? How could they be Danim also? So now they're Pasul Adin. Since they're telling him what happened, they're like Edim to the third judge who wasn't there for the Kabbalah Seidus. Ain't Edim Nasa Dayan? Makorepo. Muchach mize. Shadayan atzmo inem on al kol maise dino mitores dayan. Vein ze mitores Eidus klau. Vein sarach agoda bebezdin. The Dayan himself is believed on the whole Ma'aseh Din, Mitaras Dayan. It's not Mitaras Eidus. It's not Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan. It's not an Eid. Mitaras Dayan, he has Ne'amanus. So you don't need Haggadah Be'Bezdin. There's no Haggadah here. So those Dayanim remain Dayanim. We don't say Ein Eid Na'aseh Dayan. A Dayan, the Dayan bleibt a Dayan. He remains a Dayan. He's a Dayan all along. And when they tell him as Dayan. He is Ne'amanus as Dayan. And And you can prove this from every Maisa Beis Din. When they finish the Din, they write the Gemara Din B'Ksav. And even when the Baal Din runs away, and is Tovei in front of another Beis Din, the Dayanim don't have to be Makabel Eidus again. All you have to do is, the new Beis Din, you bring the Maisa Beis Din HaKodem B'Ksav. You bring the written testimony of the previous Beis Din to the Gemara Din. It's me Piksavim. You're not allowed to have me Piksavim. Not allowed to be a written Eidus. But it must be that B'Ksav HaBeis Din is Ne'amanus of Dayanim Aldinam. And that's kosher ach B'Ksav. Eidus is not kosher B'Ksav. But Dayanus, the Eidus of the Dayanim, is kosher B'Ksav. And therefore, the Dayanim are also believed, where they tell the third Dayan what happened. And we also have to say that for the din, this din emanus, you don't need all three. Even two of the dayanim shadanu ne'amanim lohayit al dinam. V'chom ma'ase beis din b'ksav sagi k'shenichtav sham b'moisav t'lasa k'chad havina v'chad leisoi v'chois me'mal zeh shnai me'adanim bilvan. All you need is two. Every Maisa Beis and Miksav is enough when it's written that we had a Moshev of three, like one. Now one isn't. And two of the Anam are signing. Ksubis Chav Beis Amin Aleph. It says, Sheyashvu L'Kayim Es Hashtar, one of the Gimel Sheyashvu L'Kayim Es Hashtar. Three of them are Mekayim the Shtar. One of them died. So they're right, but Moshev Tlas Avinu, we were three. And now one isn't. You signed with two, one of them died. And therefore it also works when one of them left, and now two of them say to the third dying. So you can even have this name, Manas of Dayanam, even works with two, you don't need three. And again, there's no chisaron of Einaid Nasa Dayan, because the Dayanim are being made as Dayanim. It's Eidus of Dayanim. And it would appear that the Yisod Din Emanus shall Beis Din Muchachu v'nilman me'ikr taris ha-mishpatim ha-masur le-Beis Din. So this din of Ne'amanus of Beis Din is necessary. It's compelling. And it's learned from the very laws of justice that are given over to the Beis Din. Because even though they have a koach achra, they have a koach apsak to be goymer as a din, but we still need their Ne'amanus. Otherwise, maybe their din is an emes. V'itachin shen l'sbar lem p'tur v'en poskin l'an chiv. Maybe they were mevarer p'tur and they're poskining chiv. So we have to say that b'din ha-mishpat, it was said that the Torah was mamin l'dayanim avinam. We can still argue that ain't l'chabo al-chidusho, and the Torah only blew the Dayanim on the Be'er Halacha, but not on the Etzem HaMaisa. And even though the Dayanim are even Makabel the Eidim, and they have Ne'amanus on this Kabbalah Sa'edim, that they're Mevar the din properly. Nevertheless, maybe Kabbalah Sa'edim is better. Because self called self, they're also Eidim that are Me'edim. Seder. But B'deleka Eidim, let's say there are no Eidim. Let's say there are no Eidim. So it emerges that we're somech b'chol inyan ala Beis Din, gam ala maisa atzmo. So we rely completely on them, even on the maisa itself. So we have to say that this is the inyan that was mischadesh in the din of lotei shmiya gedola meriya, that ne'amanus ha-beizdin hu gam al etzem ha-maisik shetanem heim al-pi riyasa. You give them both. You give them koach ha-psak, and they're also ne'aman on their riyah. So that's the yesod in Torah HaMishpatim, that the Edom are believed not only on their, not only they have the koach ha-psak, but they're also believed that the psak is correct. They have ne'amanus on that, and they have ne'amanus when they see that, when they see the act, they have ne'amanus that that's what they saw, and therefore when they paskin what they saw, that's going to be a correct psak. Is they have an edus on what they saw? Shall they shmir gedola meriya? So it's not just shall they shmir gedola meriya kapshuta. That avad, if they saw it, that's better than hearing it. No. Then when they saw it, now it's like shmir. They have ne'amanus on that. It's like their edus. It's the edus that they on him. Okay, Moreb Rabbi said, "Anachnu b'chatzi aderech." We still haven't said pshat in the Rashba, but we saw Yisodos in Torah HaMishpatim, and Ritzos Hashem Darkenu. In the next shir, we will hopefully bring everything together and see the flow of Torah Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.